Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you this week?
Warm.
It almost feels a little boring after last weekend, Jets in the air, and so much going on. I mean, there's like a calm out there.
It's quiet.
It is definitely quiet. Did you have a good time last weekend?
Oh, yes, stay busy? We did. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I know. My kids, every time those Jets were in the air, they were on me to be out there or over there close. So exciting.
Oh, yeah. It was very cool.
So we're back to business, and you can we're back to being able to get places anywhere in the Tri-Cities in 10 to 12 minutes. And so we've cleared out those 60,000, and we're back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to start off. We always like to hit it with kind of some crazy celebrity housing news. So I thought I'd bring this one at you. We got Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has put his house up for sale in St. Charles, Illinois. Now, you might ask yourself, okay, this Southern California boy, how did he end up in St. Charles? But what happened is when he was writing his album, 98 album, Imagination, a top music producer, Joe Thomas, was living there and said, hey, this house just came up for sale beside me. Why don't you move out here? We'll put a recording studio in the basement.
Because you need a house with 9 fireplaces.
Exactly. And so this house was originally, he bought it for $1.4 million in 97. Put in, like you said, there's 9 fireplaces, 2 master suites, a library, over 6,500 square feet. So crazy, crazy home. But it's interesting, not much appreciation there. Back on the market for sale right now at $1.49 million. So 1.4 paid for it. Yeah, 1.4 paid for it in 97, and now 1.49. You know,
900,000.
By the time he's done with that, there's not going to be much appreciation there. So,
no.
So that's always interesting. That's currently for sale right now, and. But back locally, we're back here with average sales price of $185,000.
Yeah,
and and I think there's some deals to be had at that for sure. So,
you ever come across a house with 9 fireplaces?
I was trying to think, and I don't think I have ever had one in my inventory that had 9 fireplaces. And so, I mean, that's crazy. Even in a house that big, some of the ones we've seen, you know, that I've seen or sold around 6,000, even 6,000 square feet, I've seen 4 with maybe an outdoor one, so 5 if you count that. But I can't say I've seen 9 for
Brian,
sure.
Brian, are you familiar with Central Heat and Air? It's spelled HVAC.
I think they were ready for those cold Illinois winters back there for
it can
sure.
get cranky.
So we are talking about this week. There's a lot of folks that are out there right now starting the buying process, looking to buy in this market. They've heard about interest rates potentially going back up. And so people are really out there making some decisions now in that buying process and what they're going to be looking at. So I thought this week we would kind of go through that. You know, there's about 15 to 20 key steps in that home buying process. And a lot of times people are like, holy cow, 15 steps, you know, that's a lot. But John, I know you've been through that process before, and you know that from start to finish, there's a lot of moving parts. So I thought we would just get a good overview of that this week, take a look at what those steps are, and just talk a little bit about it. And basically, then, we've almost before in the past made a show, a complete show, out of each of those steps. But we'll kind of hit the highlights this week, and then we'll start to bring some experts in to talk to us about each individual step as we go along. So step number one, that's why we're here. That's why we're real estate agents. That's what we do at the Kenmore team. And that's really consult with your buyer's agent, and talk about buyer's agency. And so that first meeting is, what are your needs? What are you looking for? How can we help you? Let's set up some criteria for those searches. and then begin to see what you're looking for, talk to you about what agency means, what it means to have an agent working for you and looking out for your best interest in that transaction, and then moving forward with that, with what they're going to do. So that's really step number one. The key is giving us a call. Once again, you can always start with my cell phone, 727-8977, and then getting in and doing that consultation. What are you looking for? What areas do you want to be in? What schools do you need? And then working to make that happen.
How much room do you need?
Exactly. How much room do you need? Do you have to have a garage? Do you have pets? You know, and then going through that with them.
Do you want landscaping, no landscaping? There's a lot of questions.
Exactly. A lot for us to get started with. Then number two, once we've got that initial out of the way, and one of the things that we will do at that appointment with folks is talk about, is almost like having this radio show that we're having today with each individual client, saying, okay, here's the steps that we're going to go through. And we have it laid out and we have it diagrammed out. And so really this radio show is very much like that first appointment's going to be with a buyer, for perspective on that. Number two, we've talked about this with Cobalt and Scott and our lenders. And that is that number two, meet with the lender to get pre-approved. Mm-hmm. So we've had that initial meeting, and a lot of people are like, oh, now I need to go look at houses. Well, hold on there a second. We need to make sure that you are looking for what you can be looking for and not looking at what we can't be looking for. Because loan programs are changing drastically right now. They're still loan limits are changing. FHA loan limits are set to potentially have another change in October. So there's so much daily changing going on. We want that lender to tell you exactly what you can or can't do. So step number two, and that's a big one, and that's getting with the lender and saying, okay, I want to buy a $150,000 house. Is that possible? Mm-hmm. And what are my payments going to be? What do I need to do to qualify for that? And then getting that pre-approval in hand, because what happens a lot of times is the best priced homes always sell the fastest. And there's a deal out there every day. We could go out into that market right now, and of the 1,200 to 1,400 homes that are listed at any given time, I can go out there today and there's a deal out there. Someone has just put a house on the market or it's out on the market and we can find a deal for you. So, since those sell the fastest, as we tell people, is don't be surprised as we whittle down the choices for you that the best deal could be in that first five or six homes that we show you based upon the information. You might have even seen it already, and that might be why you're here getting this pre-approval letter. So that once we start looking and we find that deal, you have that pre-approval letter, which we need to make our offer and make it strong and then move on that offer. So
timing.
Pre-approval is key. So then that takes us to step number three, and that really is the search for your new home. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got the ammunition that we need, we know what we're doing. What we're looking for is we go out and we set up online searches. We start emailing you homes. We start looking at homes. And, you know, perfect example happened to me just this week. I mean, it was somebody, we set them up on an automatic search. 2 days later, brand new house on the market. Emails it to their inbox, you know, they're calling me before I've even seen it. And they're like, hey, that criteria you set up, the perfect house we've been looking for just came on the market. Let's get over here and look at it.
There you go.
So it's really, the technology really aids us in helping make that transition happen faster.
Not to mention the people that are selling it are probably amazed because all of a sudden, 2 days later, bang, we got a legitimate possible buyer.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we've already been through the steps, so we know that we can go show them that brand new listing, and then they can potentially be ready to make an offer. And then that is the next step, step number four that we have down there, making the offer on your new home. Mm-hmm. Part of the things that makes that step easier is that we already have your pre-approval letter, because that's going to not just we don't want to make an offer, we want to make a strong offer for you, meaning that we are showing that you are a pre-qualified buyer, you can pull the trigger on this deal and make it happen, and that increases your negotiation power as a buyer. So in that process is we're just saying to the seller, this is serious, this is why we've offered this. And we're ready to go. There's no doubt we've been to the mortgage company and they've checked our credit and our income. And so we can buy your home. And that's way different than presenting an offer that doesn't have that with it. And so, and so that makes a big, big difference.
Well, you go to somebody and you say, well, we'll try to get this house, but now we have to find out from the bank if you qualify.
No. Yeah, that
is not. So what happens? Well, then if you don't qualify, then bang.
Yeah, then we really have nothing. So, you know, we really have nothing at that point. So that's a huge step. And then, boy, step number five is part of that process, and that is negotiating with the seller. So, and that is, you know, determining what closing date works for both parties. What closing date works for you as the buyer? Mm-hmm. That's best. Do you have a rental contract that we have to worry about if you cancel early? Do you need a 60-day close instead of a 30? Because if you leave your apartment early, you're going to get hit with that, with a cancellation fee. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are coming into our negotiations, and then we're reflecting that in what we're asking for, whether it's concessions or closing costs or price, or dates. A lot of times dates come up with things. And so that's a big one, is going through that negotiation. And then after that, boy, step number six is accepted offer. That's what we're shooting for. You got that house at the mm-hmm. price that worked well for you, that you were happy with. We negotiated the best possible price for you and the best possible terms, and you are under contract, and we are ready to go. So, you know, John, from there, we just close. No. I'm pretty sure after being on the show, you don't believe that. So
not that easy. There's something... Some things missing.
There are some things missing, and so it's interesting. And so that is just that is kind of the first major, you know, battle that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. What happens is 9 times out of 10, that contract is going to be contingent upon a home inspection. And the way we approach that, and what I tell my sellers, and what you know, what we tell buyers is, you know, there's going to be almost two negotiations that happen. There's going to be round one to what's acceptable, and then there's going to be, based upon what happens at a home inspection, where everybody, including the seller or the buyer, is really going to be looking at the house again from a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be things we don't know about. There may be negotiations of things to be fixed. So it's a matter of lining up a licensed home inspector that has a vast amount of experience with inspecting homes here in the Tri-Cities. Getting somebody like that to go through the home, check everything out, crawl under the house, get down and dirty, find the leaks under the house that nobody mm-hmm. knows about, you know, find the mold that we don't know about that's growing. You know, if these things exist and you can't see them because you don't get under the home,
mm-hmm.
really having somebody check that out. I mean, when it boils down to it, you're going to be making multiple tens of thousands of dollars investment, and a $375 home inspection, I always feel, is some of the best insurance you can buy in that investment.
Exactly.
And things can be tight, and people can be tight on their down payment and stuff. But that home inspection, I mean, when you think about it, you're laying down, you're counting out the greenbacks for a $150,000, $200,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go with the 375 to protect it now? My answer to that is
yes.
Is almost emphatically yes. So, So getting that inspection scheduled on the home, getting the results of that inspection,
mm-hmm.
and then deciding how to proceed from there. So that is, and that negotiation can be a credit if there's repairs that need to be made. It can be the actual repairs made,
mm-hmm.
Or it could be a combination of maybe a reduction in sales price. So there's a lot of different avenues you can use to get things right. A lot of times if it's a life safety issue, electrical, that type of stuff, you know, we're going to ask for those to be fixed so that the buyer is getting, you know, is getting a home that they know is safe for them. So life safety issues are harder than cosmetic issues or stuff or cracked tiles. You know, we might find some cracked tiles or that type of stuff. So based upon the issue and how severe it is going to kind of determine what the buyer wants to do. And we're there to help work through that process, refer our licensed contractors that we work with to help make mm-hmm. those repairs, and move on down the road. So now we're through inspection,
mm-hmm.
and boy, the fun is just starting to begin, McKay. So I know we're coming up on a break here.
Mm-hmm.
After the break, I'm actually excited. We actually made it through our first half of the process, our first seven steps. So after the break, we're going to go ahead and look at steps 8 through 15, see where that gets us, and wrap up the home buying process.
Right here on News Talk 870.
All right, John, we're back. We've been talking about basically the 15 or so major steps in the home buying process before the break. We made it through 1 through 7. We were kind of taking you through the home buying process and where we're at and the different components of that. And before the break, we made it through our home inspection. We finished up our home inspection. Mm-hmm. We've negotiated that out. And
hopefully it was good.
And we're moving on. And so now what we're doing at that point is there's a lot of things that are kind of kicking into place. And that is we've now notified the lender, if there is a lender involved. There usually is. And so we've notified the lender, hey, we're through home inspection. We have agreement. This deal's kind of a green light. Everybody's moving forward. So at that point, you know, the mortgage company says, okay, now we need to really take the next step, and that's let's get the appraisal ordered. And so what the appraisal is that is – how the mortgage company or the lender is going to determine that they're lending on that their asset is protected. They're lending the proper amount on the home that you're looking at. So there's always a lot of confusion with people out there about what appraisers do and who they work for. Well, basically the bank is saying, if I'm going to give you this $120,000 loan, I want to make sure the property I'm protected with that I'm using to verify that is worth $120,000 or $120,000, or if it's say you're putting 10% down, it's worth $132,000. You know, so that is a verification that the lender orders to make sure. And what it is not a home inspection. Mm-hmm. There have been times when people have like, oh, it's an FHA loan, so they're really going to check things out. And we don't need a home inspection because we're going to have an FHA appraisal. Well, that's not the case because we just had one, for instance, a great example, real life example last week is we had a house that we had put a buyer into contract on, and it was a great house with it looked like it was a great house with a lot of improvements and things that were happening on it. But when the inspection came in closer, we realized that there had been some issues with the stucco. The home inspector said, man, you know, after looking at this, I really have questions about this type of stucco, and would it need to all be replaced? Well, at that point, we've spent $375 and we've discovered a potential $20,000 repair. We're going to go ahead and cut our losses at the 375 with the home inspector and get out of there. And so, you know, so that is, those things happen. And so just allowing an appraiser to determine value versus a home inspector is a big difference. So the bank's going to, they're going to order that appraisal out. They're going to get that appraisal done. We take a lot of steps to be ready for that. Appraisers use us a lot to verify information. They'll call us to check to see if there's sales in the market we don't know about, that they might want to use. And so the appraisers, we have a great relationship with those appraisers and answering those questions to help them, do their job to help determine value.
Yeah.
So the mortgage company is going to be getting that appraisal back. The same time that that is going on, we've also delivered full copies of the transaction and the contract to title and escrow. And so we've talked about title on the show before, and the main thing that's happening there is that the title company is making sure that you have, that this property has free and clear title. There's no what they call clouds or judgments against the property that we don't know about, because there can be liens, there can be ownership claims. And so they are going through their database of records, and they are checking easements, they're checking mineral rights, they're checking all of those types of things that can affect title on a property, and then they're producing that title report. They're doing this simultaneously as the lender is working on the appraisal details. That way, when that appraisal gets back, they also, the lender says, okay, we have value now. The value looks good on the property. And the title company is saying, yes, there's no ownership clouds. You're going to be able to be put into ownership and be protected. So that's all kind of going on at the same time. And so it's a matter, too, of following up to make sure, are they getting the title search done? Is the appraiser getting in? At the same time now, we potentially have repairs that we've been requested from the inspection. So at this point, we're also letting contractors into the property. We're getting the receipts from those contractors. We're getting those to the new buyer for verification that that work's been done. So as you can see, just right there, we have about 6 to 7 different entities involved, making sure that that wheel is turning and all these pieces are kind of falling into place in this big puzzle that we call on the way to closing. So once that gets done, though, now we think we're almost done, but at the same time, we've burned up now, you know, 20, 25 days, It's still not done with the lender. Most lenders now are going to have to submit this whole file with the appraisal, with title, with everything to what's called final underwriting. And then somebody, so there's going to be somebody that is double checking every single point in that file. They're going to pull it up. They're going to look and they're going to say, okay, has the flood certification been done? Do we have a home binder insurance? Has that also been ordered? Mm-hmm. And so final underwriting at the mortgage company is really going to look through that file and make sure all of the documents are in place that they need. Transcripts, tax returns, you know, everything that we've talked about, steps 1 through 14, they're mm-hmm. going to be with their checklist making sure that that's all in there. And so usually that being basically step 11 or 12, what's going to happen there is they're either going to approve it, mm-hmm. and then we are now at that step where we're moving towards final closing, or they're going to kick it out with some conditions, meaning mm-hmm. they might need to see, you know, I see that you deposited last month $10,000 in your bank account, and you're now using that as a down payment. Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the money, everything was fine, but that might be a condition. So you might kick it out and say, oh, I see you sold a car. And so you might have to prove that you did a car sale mm-hmm. for that $10,000, and then you can actually use that towards your down payment. So mm-hmm. a lot of times here at the last minute, the last 7 days there, we get some of those conditions kicked out by the mortgage company, and we're really having to work with our buyers to make sure they're ready for that. So that kind of takes us, then the fun step 13, all of that paperwork from the lender, those loan docs go to the escrow company.
Mm-hmm.
They assemble all of the paperwork, the loan docs. They get the seller in to sign the seller documents, to sign the deed, to transfer ownership. And they get the buyer in to sign their, what I call, you know, massive pile of loan paperwork.
Yes.
The 29 pages from the bank saying that, yes, you do need to make your payments. And if you don't, here's what happens. So that really wraps it all up for us at the escrow company. We sign those documents. And then finally, you take possession of your new home. And so those,
ta-da!
So that's kind of in a nutshell, that's kind of the process. And this is what we go over with our buyers. We want our buyers to be very well prepared for the process they're going to be going through, mm-hmm. for the steps they're going to be taking. We lay that out with a home buyer's guide. We have about a 20-page guide that on that initial consultation has this process in it.
Mm-hmm.
We give that to our home buyers when we meet with them, especially first-time home buyers, and prepare them for the process and then help answer their questions and make them feel good through that process.
Wow.
So that's the home buying process in a nutshell. Now, John, do you want to hear, though, some of the homes that you could use this on?
Yes.
Okay.
It's time for the pick three.
We've got some great ones. I was telling you about all of our new inventory coming up, and mm-hmm. we have some amazing ones. In fact, this is just a great location that comes up. I've got 2521 Albemarle Court, and that's in North Richland. So this is one of those North Richland homes that everybody's mm-hmm. after, you know, a couple blocks from the river, and it's people are really looking for this location. This is actually a 6-bedroom, 3-bath home, 2,634 square feet.
Wow.
And it's on an oversized lot. It's on a third of an acre lot. So it's just North Richland, like I talked about. You've got a living room, fireplace, huge kitchen with breakfast bar, tons of cabinets. You've also got that additional family room and just extra large bedrooms downstairs. So, and then on top of that, I'm going to throw in the pool.
Ooh.
Yeah, unbelievable. So you've got the underground pool. It's got a new liner. Just amazing, amazing property in just a phenomenal location. And we're talking $229,900.
Wow.
So to get into North Richland for that and to get that, it's just an amazing, amazing value. And so that one we're expecting a ton of traffic on this weekend. We've already had a couple inquiries about it. Like I say, brand new listing, just phenomenal setup. Pick number two is also amazing. 4108 Manassas Court in Pasco. So that's just off of Road 100 out there mm-hmm. in Pasco. And this is a big home also, almost 2,700 square feet, and it's on nearly a half-acre lot.
That's big.
So it's right off Road 100, but it's not one of those postage-style lots. It's in the back of a cul-de-sac, so mm-hmm. there's not much traffic. And it's just, it's awesome. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, plus a den. So you've got the large kitchen, amazing floors. The kitchen opens up into the family room, so you got that big open look, but you also have a separate dining room. And so, I mean, it's really got the layout that's got something for everybody. Huge master bedroom, awesome master bath. I mean, this place was really done right. And to find that close to Road 100 on a half-acre lot, and guys, yes, this is one of those that there's room to build a shop. So it was set up with double gates. That's what, had they stayed in Tri-Cities, these folks would have expected to do that. So it's one of those awesome just West Pasco lots that you can put a shop on. Almost 2,700 square feet. And we got this thing priced. It's only a couple years old at $250. So wow. People are relocating out of town. They're like, Lance, sell it. And so that's what we're doing. And that's why it's a pick number two.
Mm-hmm.
Pick number three. Okay. This is a great investment opportunity, investment property or starter home. This is in West Richland, mm-hmm. 969 North 61st Avenue in West Richland. So what we've got out there, and I'm going to just tell you up front, this place is priced at $79,900. So, but what it is it's a phenomenal little place. Okay. So it's two bedroom, two bath, but then you've got a huge shop, okay, with it. And this shop is, I mean, it's got in the back of it two finished rooms and another half bath.
Wow.
Okay, so the shop is almost as big as the house. Yeah. Okay? and so it's just like I say, it's in that West Richland location, 969 North 61st. It's also got a long RV pad. It's got a beautiful yard. They've upkept the yard. And so you're just not going to find this for this amount of money. And so this is one of those deals where you want to drive by and check this out. Phenomenal place for $79,900.
Wow.
And that's our pick three. We've had great inventory coming amazing. On. There's going to be great inventory next week. We're super mm-hmm. excited about what's happening. We're really going to finish the summer off strong, help our sellers get sold, and we'd love to work with some new buyers out there on these listings. Go through this home buying process with you and mm-hmm. help you guys take advantage of the low interest rates right now, the great inventory you have to choose from, and get you into a house.
And let them do the headache stuff for you.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. So, John, I want to thank you for letting us have a little bit of extra time again going through the process. Like I said, there's a lot of exciting things happening out there. 727-8977 or kenmoreteam.com. We'd love to help you out, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Right here on News Talk 870 on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.